Monday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 10 to 63. From them came forth a sinful root, Antiochus Epiphanes, son of Antiochus the king. He had been a hostage in Rome. He began to reign in the 137th year of the kingdom of Rex. In those days, lawless men came forth from Israel and misled many, saying, "Let us go and make a covenant with the Gentiles round about us. For since we separate from them, many evils have come upon us." The proposal pleased them, and some of the people eagerly went to the king. He authorized them to observe the ordinances of the Gentiles. So they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem according to Gentile custom, and removed the mark of circumcision, and abandoned the holy covenant. They joined with the Gentiles and sold themselves to do evil. Then the king wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people, and that it should give up his customs. All the Gentiles accepted the command of the king. Many, even from Israel, gladly adopted his religion. They sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. Now on the 15th day of Chislev, in the 145th year, and they erected a desolating sacrilege upon the altar of burnt offering. They also built altars in the surrounding cities of Judah, and burned the incense at the doors of the houses and in the streets. The books of the law which they found, they tore to pieces and burned with fire. When the book of the covenant were found in the possession of anyone, or if anyone adhered to the law, the decree of the king condemned him to death. But many of Israel stood firm and were resolved in their heart not to eat unclean food. They chose to die rather than to be defiled by food or to profane the holy covenant, and they did die. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what it meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by," and he cried, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were informed rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people when they saw it, gave praise to God. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, be faithful to God. We seem to see two kinds of people in our life. One kind believe that if a rain passes, they must also change their loyalty. Their purpose is to have many benefits for themselves and to avoid all sacrifices or sufferings. They are people who cast a fish by both hands. For example, they worship both God and the God of fortune. They think if God does not exist, or he does not grant what they ask, they still have the God of fortune. The other kind had a determined intention. Whoever they profess their faith in, and whatever they promise, they firmly believe and keep their promise, even they must suffer or die. Today's reading shows us the two opposite kinds of people in life. In the first reading, the author of Maccabees displayed the two kinds of the Jews. First, those who changed their faith due to material profit. When they did not see God rewarded them for their keeping of the law, they turned their back to God and modeled their life according to the custom of the race king. Second, those who firmly worshipped God and kept the law, they were ready to suffer and to die rather than to deny God and to violate his law. In the gospel, the plan of Jericho city determined to be healed by Jesus, though he met opposition from the crowd who were accompanying Jesus. At last, he got what he desired because of his strong faith in Jesus. Second analysis. First reading. They chose to die rather than to be defiled by food or to profane the holy covenant. Third point. The immature people who advocate going with the dominant power. This was the time when the Drake governed the Jews, and many Jews forfeited their God and his law to follow temptation of Hellenistic civilization. The author of the first book of Maccabees reported, in those days, lawless men came forth from Israel and misled many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the Gentiles round about us. For sin we separated from them, many evils have come upon us. The proposal pleased them, and some of the people eagerly went to the king. The author continued, King Antiochus Epiphanes authorized them to observe the ordinances of the Gentiles. So they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem according to Gentile custom and removed the marks of circumcision and abandoned the holy covenant. They joined with the Gentiles and sold themselves to do evil. Then the king wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people, and that it should give up his customs. All the Gentiles accepted the command of the king. Many even from Israel gladly adopted his religion. They sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. Now on the 15th day of Kislev, in the 145 BC, they erected a desolating sacrilege upon the altar of burnt offering. They also built the altar in the surrounding city of Judah and burned the incense at the doors of the houses and in the streets. The books of the law which they found, they tore to pieces and burned with fire. Where the book of the covenant were found in the possession of anyone, or if anyone adhered to the law, the decree of the king condemned him to death. Some of reasons might lead people to change their plans. First, they do not believe in God's teachings and promises. Second, since they do not believe in the eternal life, they put all their trust in this life. Lastly, they do not love God. When people do not have love or run out of their love for God, they have no strength to witness for Him. In a word, when people do not have the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love, they easily follow temptation of the three enemies of their own flesh, the world, and devils, and are unable to be faithful to God. Second point, those who determined to be loyal to God, using fire to test gold, using suffering to test virtues. If there were people who betrayed God when they met suffering, but there were also many in Israel stood firm and were resolved in their heart not to eat unclean food. They chose to die rather than to be defiled by food or to profane the holy covenant, and they did die. Some of the main reasons that help people to be faithful to God all their life. First, they believe in God, His teachings and promises for the faithful. Second, they have a firm hope in the life to come. They know God will return life to those who are ready to sacrifice their life to be a witness for Him. Lastly, it is their love for God. Love has the power to help people to overcome all obstacles to be loyal to God. Once people possess God's love, nothing can allure them to betray Him. Second, the gospel. Jesus healed the plan of Jericho city. Third point, the plan persisted petition. There is a Vietnamese idiom, if you had an eye saw, you would have compassion for the plan. Without sight, all beauty of the world is darkness to the plan. And the only job he could do to support himself is to beg for people's compassion along the sidewalks. He is blind, but he is not deaf. When he had heard the crowd's footsteps, he asked Arthur to tell him what was happening. Some let him know it was Jesus who was passing by. He certainly heard something about Jesus' power of healing. So he took advantage of the opportunity and cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him and tell him to be silent. They did not understand his suffering. All were busy with their own thinking or calculation. Those who rebuked him might be angry, because they could not clearly hear what Jesus was teaching. But the plan cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The reason why he loudly cried out might be because he feared that Jesus did not hear his voice. But to express his persistent petition, there is nothing can prevent his confidence in God. With his disease, he might think this is his once in a lifetime to meet Jesus and to be healed by him. Second, the reaction of Jesus, the plan, and the crowd. Why does not God have compassion on his child's persistent petition? So Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me receive my sight." The plan did not ask for anything except his sight, because he knew the importance of it. Jesus told him, "Receive your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. The blind knew Jesus had compassion, and he was the only person who could heal him. He was healed by Jesus, so the fact that he followed him to pray God is the natural thing to do. All the people, when they saw it, they gave praise to God. Application in life. A life with too many material attraction and enjoyment easily harden people's heart, so that we are no longer sensitive with God's love. We should enliven our first love for God by often remembering what he had done in our life, to thank, to praise, and to live a life worthy of his love for us. We should enliven our first love we have for others, so that we always respect and forgive of each other. Those who easily betray others and change lovers are changing lot will certainly get bad results for their betrayal when they are old or in trouble. Amen.